This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. As we spend time with God today in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' great teaching passage in Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7. We've been spending time in this for quite a while now, and you know, it's interesting that Jesus keeps going back to the Old Testament and quoting one of the commands from the Old Testament and saying, but don't just follow the letter of exactly what that command talks about. Think about what it reflects in the heart of God. What attitude is God concerned about in your life? And as Jesus then reveals what that means for us, it is so countercultural. It is so different to our normal way of thinking about things, almost shocking sometimes to think about actually living this way. But it's actually the way the Lord Jesus lived and the way he wants to live in and through you. We come today to Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 42. And again, Jesus quotes from the Old Testament a command. He says, "You have heard that it was said," talking about the Old Testament, "an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." I'm sure you've heard that expression. And Jesus says, "But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you." Well, probably this is the most confronting statement we've heard yet in all of these things Jesus has said. And Jesus is telling us, don't just be as Christ-like as the law demands, but go way beyond that. You know, sometimes we get the idea that as long as our Australian law allows us something, it must be okay, or that if the law requires something of us, that's as far as we have to go. But remember that our highest allegiance in life is not a legal allegiance, but a relational allegiance to Jesus Christ. You know, when Jesus says these things, we get the idea that's such a weak way of living life, of responding to people and circumstances, but it's not weak to live the way that Jesus describes in these verses. In fact, isn't it true that this description fits Jesus' own life perfectly? They struck him on the cheek. They took his clothes. They asked so much of him. And he responded not by lashing out, not claiming his rights as God, not calling his legions of angels to come and defend him. In fact, he healed that soldier's ear when Peter cut it off with his sword. He prayed for their forgiveness. And it was this apparent weakness that actually won so many hearts to him, changed the world, changed you and me. Don't you think the Lord wants to live that way through you as well? Why don't you take a bit of time and ask the Lord what that would look like in your life right now? How he wants you to respond in this kind of a way to the circumstances and people in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.